Studies suggest that the combined potential of ipamorelin and sirmorelin, synthetic peptides, may be greater than one alone. In particular, these factors seem to stimulate the production of growth hormones. While its primary function is thought to be in metabolic regulation, the growth hormone seems to play a crucial role in promoting growth. Sirmorelin and ipamorelin peptide bend overview. Synthetic peptides sirmorelin and ipamorelin each have unique amino acid composition. Sirmorelin has 29 amino acids, whereas ipamorelin only has 5. Sirmorelin may seem to replace natural growth hormone releasing hormone, GHRH, and it has a shorter sequence of 29 amino acids than GHRH's 44. Growth hormone releasing factor, 1-29, is another name for this abbreviated version. The first synthetic GHS, ipamorelin, has been hypothesized to have excellent selectivity for the growth hormone receptors while seemingly having little impact on the production of other pituitary hormones like ACTH or prolactin. In the 1980s, researchers began exploring the possibilities of a fragment called sirmorelin, also known as GHRF, 1-29, amide. It was hypothesized that sirmorelin, once given, would suggest an affinity for the GHRH receptors in the pituitary gland, potentially stimulating the release of growth hormone. It has been hypothesized that ipamorelin and sirmorelin may affect the pituitary gland. These peptides have been hypothesized to increase growth hormone secretion from the pituitary gland once they bind. The mechanism by which they execute their effect is what makes them different. Ipamorelin seems to work via the ghrelin pathway, while sirmorelin appears to target GHRH receptors. The central capacity of GHRH to stimulate the GHRH receptors in the pituitary gland to intermittently release growth hormone is thus thought to be preserved in sirmorelin. Growth hormone is widely believed to exert its anabolic impact primarily via insulin-like growth factor 1, IGF-1, induction. There is no indication that ipamorelin may act via GHRH receptors. Instead, the potential of this synthetic pentapeptide as a growth hormone secretagogue, GHS, is being studied. Studies suggest it may replicate the natural effect of the hunger hormone ghrelin and has been hypothesized to perform like growth hormone hormone-releasing peptides, GHRPs. The peptide is also hypothesized to act on the anterior pituitary gland's ghrelin receptors, also called growth hormone secretagogue receptors 1-alpha, GHSR1A. Because of this property, ipamorelin is proposed as a powerful agonist for the growth hormone, ghrelin secretagogue receptor and a highly selective secretagogue. Research suggests that since the two peptides seem to work separately, presenting them together might increase the growth hormone response. Sirmorelin's half-life is estimated to be 11 to 12 minutes, whereas ipamorelin's is over 2 hours, marking a significant difference between the two peptides. Studies suggest that sirmorelin may stimulate a rapid growth hormone response, whereas ipamorelin may sustain it over a longer time frame. Sirmorelin and ipamorelin peptide blend. Growth hormone. Peptides sirmorelin and ipamorelin have been studied for their potential to increase growth hormone and the anabolic mediator IGF-1. As suggested by one study, sirmorelin may cause a short-term, average 82% boost in growth hormone levels. A 16-week research study suggested that sirmorelin might cause a 28% increase in insulin-like growth factor 1, IGF-1, and a 107% increase in growth hormone. Contrarily, there seems to be a significant rise in growth hormone levels with ipamorelin. These results reflect a significant rise in growth hormone levels, more than 6,000%, when expressed as a percentage increase compared to a placebo. Both peptides may potentially increase growth hormone levels and insulin-like growth factor 1, IGF-1. However, scientists speculate that it's possible for there to be variation in both the magnitude of the rise and the persistence of the new, higher levels. Sirmorelin and ipamorelin peptide blend. Muscle recent research would suggest that sirmorelin and ipamorelin may affect muscle mass and fat percentage. Studies have suggested that sirmorelin may help gain lean mass without increasing fat mass. These findings are attributed to the peptide's putative property to elevate growth hormone and, by extension, IGF-1, a putative anabolic mediator of growth hormone. The researchers proposed many noteworthy findings, including a gain of 1.260.52 kg, P0.05, in LBM, and an increase in skin thickness that was significantly higher than expected. In addition to causing an increase in hunger and overall weight gain, ipamorelin has also been hypothesized to cause an increase in lean mass. This is associated with the possible impact of ipamorelin on ghrelin receptors. For instance, studies on ipamorelin suggest that it may cause a weight gain of around 17% in test models. Research suggests that this might cause DEXA, dual energy X-ray absorptiometry, readings to show an apparent increase in fat mass. Investigations purport that ipamorelin may also have increased blood levels of the hormone leptin, which regulates energy expenditure and food intake. Researchers speculated that GHSs increase body fat by GH-independent mechanisms that may include increased feeding. Because of this, professionals have hypothesized that increased food intake would account for the weight gain seen in research models given ipamorelin. Sirmorelin and ipamorelin peptide blend. Bone mineralization data suggests that ipamorelin may contribute to lean and total mass gains, which may be linked to increased bone mineral density. The potential of ipamorelin and placebo on bone density in mice models was studied. Bone mineral content changes were monitored in real-time using DEXA scans. The femur and L6 vertebrae were specifically targeted. After the trial, PQCT scans were done on the research model's femurs to collect further information. As measured by DEXA, an increase in bone mineral content in the tibia and vertebrae was also suggested in the ipamorelin group compared to the placebo group, suggesting a possible link between these two outcomes. The PQCT results further suggest that the speculated increase in cortical BMC may be attributable to an increase in the bone's cross-sectional area. Sirmorelin and ipamorelin blend for sale is available at Core Peptides for scientists and academics interested in researching this peptide. Please note that none of the substances mentioned in this article have been approved for human consumption and, therefore, are prohibited for human use outside laboratory and research settings. References. National Center for Biotechnology Information. PubChem Compound Summary for SID 16129620, Sirmorelin, PubChem, https://pubchem.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/compound/sirmorelin:e:. National Center for Biotechnology Information. PubChem Compound Summary for SID 9831659, ipamorelin, PubChem, https://pubchem.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/compound/ipamorelin:ie:. Ron K., Hansen B.S., Johansson N.L., Thogerson H., Madsen K., Ankerson M., Anderson P.H. Ipamorelin, the first selective growth hormone secretagogue. Ur J. Endocrinal. 1998 November, 139, 5, 552-61. https://pubmed.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov/9849822/4:Clark, R.G., and I.C. Robinson. Growth induced by pulsatile infusion of an amidated fragment of human growth hormone releasing factor in normal and GHRF-deficient rats. Nature Volume 314, 6008, 1985, 281-3. https://pubmed.ncbi.nlm.nih.gov, 2,858,818, V. Sinha, D.K., Balasubramanian, A., Tatim, A.J., Rivera Mirabel, J., U., J., Kovac, J., Pastushik, A.W., and Lipschultz, L.I., 2020. Beyond the androgen receptor, the role of growth hormone secretagogues in the modern management of body composition in hypogonadal males. Translational Andrology and Urology, 9, Supple 2, S149-S159. https://doi.org/10.21037/tau.2019.11.30 opening square bracket v closing square bracket Junichi I et al. Growth hormone secretagogues. History, mechanism of action, and clinical development. JSCM Rapid Communications Volume 3 Issue 1. 9 February 2020. https://online.library.wiley.com/doi/full/10.1002/arco2.9 opening square bracket v closing square bracket Vatone, J. Blackman, M. R., Busby Whitehead, J. Siao, C. Stewart, K. J. Tobin, J. Stevens, T. Bellantoni, M. F. Rogers, M. A. Bowman, G. Roth, J. Harmon, S. M., and Spencer, R. G., 1997. Effects of single nightly injections of growth hormone releasing hormone, GHRH1-29, in healthy elderly men. Metabolism. Clinical and experimental, 46, 1, 89-96. https://doi.org/10.1016/s0026-0495 opening parenthesis 97 closing parenthesis 90174-